This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number four of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and our Moss Nissan studio, too. And let me tell you something. We broadcast to some really great radio stations across America, and we also broadcast to some even better radio stations, and a station in particular that takes us right down through the middle of the Caribbean. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of everything we've got over there. And joining us right now this hour is Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, let's get started before we take a caller here. Let's get started with the big rally down in Dallas last evening, with the president. He did it again. 24,000 people inside, standing room only crowd. Fire marshal shut it down, didn't let any more people in after capacity of 20,000, allowed 4,000 inside. So they had 24 in, 5,000 outside. That's 29,000. I challenge anybody. Anybody to find a Democratic rally that's had that many people?
No, you can't. And this is, pictures don't lie. You know, if you listen to the Democrats, Mr. Trump's popularity is waning. Half the nation wants to see him impeached. Blah, blah, blah. But you look at the pictures and you look at the rallies and you look at the attendance. You look at the people who couldn't get in. You look at the people who are commenting, who wanted to go but couldn't, and you see that his support is still very, very strong. His base is still solid, and the numbers literally are growing. So you can't listen to the polls, just like the last election, and you can't listen to the left and the mainstream media complex that wants to say that he's in trouble. His supporters are solid.
Mm-hmm. Now, we got a caller on the line. Let's find out what they would like to ask. Good morning, caller. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question for my guest?
This is Picasso. I was going to touch nab and dab on Syria, ask you a few questions about General Mark Milley and the boys over in Kobani and Mandel. But I saw a video of the crowd outside in the before the event started from aerial view. Oh my goodness gracious! Mm-hmm. Around the block and back again,
mm-hmm.
And his crowd size is amazing. But I thought it was a monumental moment when the president came off the plane. He stood there and he explained that he thought this was an important time for humanity, and I thought, well, we ought to try to bust our butt and put some humanitarian aid in. And see if we can't keep the place peaceful, because I think it's one of the biggest decisions in the Middle East since we decided to go to Afghanistan.
All right, well, we'll answer that for you. All right, thanks a lot. All right, well, Frank, you know, we're talking obviously about Syria here. Now, there's a 120-hour ceasefire going on, which is not working. They've got a major battle going on in one of the towns there. Apparently, they either didn't get the memo or they don't care.
Well, you know, it's, they're probably taking a page out of the Hamas book where they're just calling a hoodna, which is, okay, we're going to cease fire, but it's really a regroup and restructure, re-strategize and attack. You know, it's volatile over there. I mean, yeah, ISIS can reform over there if it's not properly dealt with, but you also have this conflict between the Turkish and the Kurds. Which, you know, is kind of troubling. We have to do something over there to make sure the Kurds don't get wiped out, because they were fighting alongside us against ISIS for the longest time with us over there. You know, I think the caller is right. We have to look at humanitarian aid, but we got to do it wisely, and we have to make sure it doesn't fall into the hands of factional warlords, for lack of a better word, who use it as leverage over people to make them do what they want them to do.
Why can't they just come out of the area they're in and go down into Iraq? And obviously we know what's going on up there. There's oil in that region. There's very fertile land for raising crops in that region. And that's probably one of the reasons why Turkey wants in there.
Oh, no doubt. The reason that they can't just migrate into Iraq is because Iraq is, as much as we want to say mission accomplished in Iraq, the government down there is a little corrupt. We're starting to see protests down there, wanting corruption in the government to be expunged. So when we look at the Middle East, we have to stop looking at it through Western eyes. We have to look at it through Middle Eastern eyes. And that means we have to recognize that it's still a place where tribal mentality exists throughout the region. You know, even with the Kurds, there's different elements of tribalism within that demographic, and they don't always agree, and sometimes they battle. Iraq is still very tribal. That's the one thing Saddam Hussein, when he was ruling with his iron fist over there, he kind of kept tabs in check on all of the different tribal factions that existed in his country. Now, he was brutal about it, but he did it. You know, so stop looking at it through Western eyes. We got to look at the tribalism that exists over there.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast, too. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan is growing. They've just added another dealership here in Tampa, North Tampa. Moss Nissan at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And oh, by the way, you know what else they added up there? They added an Acura dealer, so now they've got Moss Acura, all part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. But I've been driving the Nissan Murano, and I'm telling you, yeah, that thing, it's unbelievable, folks. It's getting 29 miles to the gallon, all miles traveled. I drive it with the cruise a lot, but the best thing about it is it's sporty, it's fun to drive, it's an SUV, got the comfort of a luxury crossover, the CVT transmission, the powerful V6 engine. You get in it, it's an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out, and it's got everything you can think of to put in it. Now, this Murano comes with exclusive Moss Care maintenance, which means free oil changes and tire rotations for life and dozens of other features to help your Murano to keep it running right for years and years to come. And remember, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. 24-7, 365, the only dealership in the United States of America that does this. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active, retired, 911 dispatchers, too. You get preferred pricing on new and used vehicles that will save you thousands of dollars. And there's no better program for those who serve, so you can take advantage of it and tell all your friends. Now, you can go to Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. They've got locations at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, U.S. 19 in Crystal River, and the all-new Moss Nissan, North Tampa, 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Make sure you tell Sean the captain sent you. That's who you want to see, and you'll save $500 on any deal in there. All right, back to Frank Silvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have a caller on the line. I think I know who it is. Let's see what he has to say. And then we got to talk about it's a big old storm up there that we don't know where it's going to go, and people need to be aware. So, good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got a comment I'm going to lay out, and then I'm going to hang up and see what Mr. Franken also has to say. But, you know, everybody's crying about the Kurds and the border between Turkey and Syria. I don't care about their stupid, dumb border. The border I care about goes from Brownsville, Texas, to San Diego, California. Our ruling class, our elite, including the Republicans, our nomenclature that rules over us, doesn't give a rat's behind about our border, but they care about every other border around the world. And while we're at the Kurds, all right, let's forget there was a Kurdistan. It was independent for about a year. It was a communist republic that Stalin supported, and it collapsed after World War One. And while we're at the Kurds, why don't we dig up Gerald Ford and hang him? Let's go find Gerald Ford's grave and hang him, and go find Kissinger. He's still alive, and hang him, because they stuck the Kurds and betrayed him in the summer of 75. There was a dispute between the Shah and Saddam Hussein. This was before the Shah was overthrown, and we were using the Kurds, us and Iran, against Saddam Hussein. We stabbed him in the back in the summer of 75. We're going to go dig up Gerald Ford and hang him? How about H.W., the old man Bush, the summer of 91? Anybody ever remember that? When we abandoned the Kurds and left them on the mountains?
They got gas.
Saddam picked them off with the helicopters? So I'm tired of hearing about the Kurds and all this. The only border I care about is this border down here between us and old Mexico. And our ruling class is so corrupt, so crooked. They don't care about any other border. They don't care about order, but they want us. I'm tired of us going around and being the world's policeman. I'm going to tell you people something. This empire is going to come down. It's going to come down fast. And it's not because of Trump. It's because they are
They're
corrupt. They're crooked. And our dollar is losing its reserve.
Okay, let's we'll try.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, Ian brings forth quite a few points there. Basically, we do have our border that we need to pay very close attention to because, again, we don't know who's coming into this country.
Well, and this he validates what I was saying in the first segment about tribalism. This is something that's fluid over there. It's been fluid for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yep.
We keep trying to go over there looking through Western eyes at this region when we need to look at it through Middle Eastern eyes and realize that this is going to continue. Let them fight. You know, you and I have talked about this many times where I said there is a war coming between the Sunni and the Shiite, and we should not be involved.
No.
That said, our political class has duped the American people into believing that politics is actually government, that the execution of politics that we hear every single day in the mainstream media complex is actually government. It is not. Our political class is executing politics, and they aren't doing government, and that's why we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. We should be able to multitask when you have a government this big, and that includes making sure that we have secure borders and a proper immigration system. Why aren't they talking about that? Because they're deflecting to sensationalism in the media for political purposes. And that means government isn't happening, and that means people aren't being served by the people they have sent to the halls of government to execute government. The politicians and the political parties have hijacked government and brainwashed the people into believing that politics is government. It is not.
Now, we have a disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico, which is moving from the west to the northeast. Came out of the southwest. It's starting to move along. Started out at 8 and then 10 and then 12. Now it's up to 14 miles an hour. It's moving northeast or 45 degrees. This is going to be better organized today. Will likely become a tropical storm. It's had winds since 1 o'clock this morning. Sustained winds of 40 miles an hour with some higher gusts in it. If you look at the spaghetti models right now, there is a very strong possibility that this could once again come over Mexico Beach and angle a little bit more to the right, go into Georgia, and be up going through the Carolinas this weekend with a lot of rain and a lot of wind. tropical force winds, not hurricane force winds. But this is something, once again, that people have to pay attention of. And by the way, there's no guarantee that Tampa Bay is not out of the system's eye either. We'll definitely have rain and winds gusting to about 35 miles an hour. Could be higher. Depends on where this storm decides to go.
Right, and the possibility of it picking up steam and strength and velocity.
Oh, and tornadoes are a possibility too, by the way. I just heard that a little while ago. So there are some tornadoes in the mix here. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got the possibility that when it hangs over the flats, because we've got such cool weather happening down here in my region around the Panhandle, and you deal with the warm water that's happening in the Gulf when you get into the shallow stuff, that it could blossom very, very quickly. And, you know, I'm kind of hoping that it picks up speed a little bit as far as how it's moving, because if it does go over Mexico Beach, there's still blue tarps on buildings down there and devastation from the last hurricane. That would be just devastating for that area. So kind of hoping it stays out of water, kind of hoping it doesn't pick up steam. But, yeah, you're right. Now's the time for people to make sure you got your bug-out bags stocked. And I'm not saying go and make a run on Walmart and grab 8,000 cases of water, but just be responsible. Understand what you have to do if you have to do it and be ready for it.
Yeah, now the chance of rain right here where I'm at today is 80%. I imagine it's higher than that up where you're at because you're right up there pretty much where the storm's going to be. Tomorrow we're looking at a chance of precipitation again, 80% tonight overnight. Winds will be gusting to 31 miles an hour. Tomorrow morning we start out with rain and sustained winds 21 to 23 out of the south with gusts as high as 34. That pretty much goes on all day. Tomorrow night it goes down to 13 to 18. With gusts as high as 28 miles an hour, and then by Sunday it'll clear off and be a nice partly sunny day.
Yeah, we're gonna have a rain event today for sure. We'll see winds pick up, and it depends whether it stays on course or whether it veers to the north or to the south, and how big it widens. Right now it's kind of a concentrated path, but like I said, it hits the flats, and with our cool weather happening up here, it could explode. Or it could fade away. Weather does what it wants. We have to be prepared and reactive. And that's the way it's going to be from now until the end of time.
Well, the surge from my area, Clearwater Beach, on up to the Great Bend area is 2 to 4 feet. And beyond that, up towards you, 3 to 5 feet. So there'll be a storm surge associated with this, too. So people need to pay attention to this, especially along the coast.
Yeah, and you know, with technology the way it is today and most people having smartphones, there is no reason why you should be caught off guard with this kind of information. Download the app and understand it.
I got it. All right, Mr. Frank, we will talk to you on Monday, so you have yourself a nice dry weekend.
It's full, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and that last part was a little joke between the two of us because he's up there where he's going to get the weather, and we know it. Coming up next, the sports quarterback, Patrick Hyland. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in the Turks' deadly attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Turkish side will pause in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. All military operations will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Pence hailed the five-day ceasefire as a way to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion.
Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities.
Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria just over a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-573. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, to all of my listeners down there in Charlotte County, Manatee County, Sarasota County, I got a message just for you. Do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? How about if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? Are you tired of the big box store approach to your eyes? Get you in the door and get you out the door as fast as they possibly can? No personal attention? How would you like a little personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, I've got a great solution for you. It's called Only Eyes Optical and Boutique at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-444-7984 and speak to the licensed optician, Diana Reason, who will take care of all of your eyeglass needs. Now, got an ad for those twofer or whatever eyeglasses? She'll meet or beat any advertised price. Just bring it along with you. And remember, whatever you got from those big box stores, you can forget about it because Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes at Only Eyes Optical. And they are a veteran-owned business and love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why they all get a discount on their eyeglasses. So stop by and say hello today. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-444-7984. And tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his eyeglasses. All right. Speaking of eyeglasses, here he is, Patrick Hyland. And I know when you try to read, you got to put on a pair of specs, don't you?
No, I'm the other way around, Captain. I need them for distance, not for reading. I'm one of those unique individuals. Most people do need them for reading when we hit our age bracket. Yes, sir. So
55 and holding.
Baby, that's it, my man. You got that right, Captain. It's good talking with you as always. Beautiful Friday morning here at Tampa Bay. And a lot of great sports going
now
on.
We had a football game last night. I think the Broncos played somebody and they won, right?
Now, the Kansas City Chiefs won. They played very well, but disheartening news, the most valuable player of last year, Patrick Mahomes, hurt his knee on a quarterback sneak, and he was already having trouble with an ankle. So we're going to see how long this is going to sideline him. It's not good, though, Captain. He's one of the more exciting players and nicer young men of the National Football League. So it wasn't good to see. But Matt Moore came in, and he led them to a victory. He's the former quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. He backed up Tannehill. And KC was smart to pick him up when he became a free agent. So he can at least weather the storm for him.
Mm. Now the Jacksonville Jaguars traded Jalen Ramsey to the Rams in a trade for draft picks later. That's not a bad move.
No, Jacksonville made out like a champ on that, in my opinion. Jalen Ramsey is an awesome cornerback, but he wasn't happy there. And if someone's not happy on your team, you know, it's better just to part ways and wish them well. And it's the value they received, two first-round picks and a fourth round. You can't beat that. If just one of those guys can shine, that's a great move.
All right, let's go over to baseball, because baseball got really exciting. The Washington Nationals proved that they were more than ready for their first World Series. They swept who the heck were they playing?
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Okay, they swept the Cardinals. But that's Davey Martinez's club, who was the bench coach for years of Joe Maddon, who, oh, by the way, the new manager of the Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, we all predicted that pretty much, Captain.
Sure did.
Go back.
I did.
And do a good job. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked him. I liked that move for him. And I wish him well there. He's a great guy. He has a heck of a lot of players, you know, that he's helped out and also become coaches, from Davey Martinez to Cash here. There's a young man on the bench coach, Quintero, who's done a very nice job here, and he's being considered for management jobs. So they've done some good things here, to say the least, and so is Joe. We all wish him well, because he really made it fun to go to the games in a very exciting way. He made a lot of changes. But you're right, the Astros are in the catbird seat, as they say. They're up 3-1 over the New York Yankees. So, and they're having to play tonight, and this kid Paxton is going to pitch for the Yankees. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on him to extend the series. If they win, then they go back to Houston, and anything can happen. What's going to be interesting, Captain, is with this layoff, I wonder how it is going to affect the Washington Nationals. Because it's kind of, during baseball season, you really only get maybe one day off, you know, or maybe two on a rain delay after a day off. You normally don't get a week off of playing. So we'll see how that affects the Nationals when they start the World Series, sir.
Well, yeah. Now, NHL hockey teams are well into it, and it's kind of unusual that San Jose Sharks finally got their first win.
Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting season, to say the least. There's only been seven games, though, Cap. The Devils have only won one game. Most teams have won four. Few have won, you know, six. So it's not that unheard of, but that is a rough start for them, to say the least. But it's going to be an interesting hockey season. I'm seeing a lot more parity this year than I did last year. And our Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Boston Bruins last night in a great game. And the Las Vegas Knights won in a shootout in a great game. Those were the two best games on tap last night for the hockey fans.
And how about the ladies' WNBA championship? We had a team win that for the first time, the Mystics.
Yeah, they came through, didn't they, Captain? That's, you know, really nice to see that some good football there. I mean, football, basketball going on there. And the women made it exciting. College basketball for women has always been a very popular sport to watch now. People are watching it in the professional level for the women. So, by the way,
I really don't care all that much about basketball, but I got to mention a couple things here, because when they started doing their kneeling down all that crap in the basketball leagues, I just said no. And by the way, those guys are instant millionaires. The low end of the scale is $1 million to sit the bench. But Stephen Currier, the Warriors, I believe he's a guard, erupted for 40 points in 25 minutes. And just wherever he was at, however he shot the ball, it went in.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal basketball player, Captain. He stormed the league, and he's been doing it ever since. And he has fun out there, and he's a nice young man. He does the right things for the right reasons. Yeah, there's a time and place for everything. I wish people would just stay in their lane, Captain. If you don't know about something or it's not something you should talk about, it's probably best you don't. But that's another discussion in itself, Cap. So anyway.
Okay, so what are you looking at this weekend? What's got your fancy? What's tripped your trigger there?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Well, NASCAR, for all the NASCAR fans out there, they're going to have
we're in the chase right now.
So, yeah, the playoffs, you know, a couple people will be eliminated Sunday, so now they'll be down to 8 drivers to see if they can win it all. It's an interesting concept they've done there. I like it a lot. Now, for the college football fan, we have a lot of Ohio State fans here in Tampa Bay, across the country. They're playing Northwestern at 8:30 tonight, so that'll be a good game. And then also, you have tomorrow some very good football. Auburn's going to play Arkansas. A lot of Auburn fans here around the country also, or Eagles. And then I was trying to hang in there against Purdue. They've been up and down. So I'm looking forward to some good college football. Wisconsin playing Illinois. Clemson's going to go to Louisville. Here's a very interesting game, especially in our area. The Florida Gators are going up to South Carolina.
Right.
South Carolina just upset the Georgia Bulldogs in Georgia. So Florida better be ready. This team comes to play, and Florida's very fortunate that they didn't move down in the rankings. They stayed. So, and that game will be at 12 noon. And Oklahoma's playing West Virginia at 12 noon. Those are your big games. LSU plays Mississippi State. Mississippi State's having a little bit of a down year. So I'm looking forward to that. And those are mostly the college games. We're going to see how Georgia at 6 o'clock tomorrow rebounds for our friends up there in Georgia against Kentucky. And then two big games at night, Captain. Penn State ranked number 7th. Michigan going to Penn State. We'll see if Mr. Harbaugh can pull off the magic when Penn State has its whiteout 7:30 tomorrow night. And that should be a good game.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
And the Happy Valley now seats 110,000 people.
Oh, yeah, Captain. That place rocks. So, and then Alabama plays at 9 o'clock tomorrow
night in
Tennessee.
Time to go. We'll have to talk to you on Monday morning.
All right. Okay, sir.
Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, and he's on Facebook. He's got a page, Patrick Hyland. Hyland is spelled H-I-G-H-L-E-N-D, and his phone number, if you want to find out more, 813-966-1052. I'm coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Now, today for Friday, it's going to start out a little breezy, but as the day rolls along, it's not going to be a day you're going to want to be out in the water. So if you got some fishing or something you want to do, go out and get it done this morning. Make sure you're back in around noontime or so. If I'm telling you, it's going to go south quickly with the winds and the rain and everything that's coming. Now, today, rain will be developing. Winds will start out at the southeast at 7 to 14 miles per hour, but we'll get some gusts that will pick up, and we may see some 20 to 22, 23 mile an hour gusts a little bit later in the day. We'll have a 2 to 3 foot sea with a light chop. That'll change later in the day, get a little rougher. The Gulf water temperature 84 degrees, the bay water temperature 83. There is a storm surge watch in effect for today, and you can expect to see possibly a tropical storm watch later in the day, certainly this evening and certainly tomorrow, as this system
which is going to be called Nestor, moves closer to the Florida Panhandle. And as far as what's going to happen, right now the tropical force winds are at 115 miles from the center of the storm. So depending on where it's at in the Gulf, we may or may not see the higher force winds, but we certainly will see winds in the 25 and 30 mile an hour range for the next day and a half or so. Now, our high tide comes at 4:02 a.m., our low tide at 11:52 a.m. Either way, it's going to be an interesting day in the water. And again, as I said, as we get closer to noontime in this afternoon, it's not going to be a place to want to be. It's out on the water. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you our beach and boating forecast, and the numbers at Freedom Bay tell an amazing story. Now, how often have you heard somebody say to you, wow, we're the number one franchise in the country, we have 430 boats, and we're still growing. 28 ports here in the Tampa Bay area. They're going to be adding Gainesville. Going to be adding Gainesville. Go Gators. Ho-ho! And they currently have 185 locations, many of which, where my radio show is currently being played, located across the United States. Now, three are in Canada, plus two in France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is offering you a $1,000 off the one-time membership fee discount. That's everybody. But if you're an active-duty military person, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 or $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Now, after that, all you pay is a monthly fee. So your membership will also give you reciprocity. Want to go to one of those other locations, 185 in the U.S. of A? Done. And remember, all you have to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more and tell them the captain sent you when you do that. You'll be glad you did. Now, you're going to hear today more about Syria. I'm not sure how they're going to try to spin this, and by they, I mean the Democrats, because yesterday it was just ridiculous what we were hearing, and I talked about it last night at the Club 45 meeting, because last night our president, Donald Trump, sent a delegation of senior American officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, to Ankara to meet with Turkish President Erdogan face-to-face. And what happened just a few hours after that? The administration was able to deliver a major announcement. Now, Vice President Pence said during a press conference from Turkey, earlier this week, President Trump took decisive action to call on Turkish forces to stand down and end their violence and to agree to negotiations. Today, I'm proud to report, thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. Now, the president's priorities have been made clear. American soldiers can no longer be sacrificed in endless wars in the Middle East. I totally agree with that. And that's one of the most important promises that he made to the American people as a candidate. I remember him doing it. I interviewed him. He told me when I interviewed him, he told me that. And he said he will always honor that. Well, that's great. Man of his word. Now, instead of American lives, the president used tough love to bring other countries to the table and achieve positive outcomes. He said, and I quote, obviously the sanctions in Turkey and tariffs on Turkey were going to be very biting. I'm glad we don't have to do it. Now, the results of today's negotiations, this was yesterday rather, are important for our partners in Syria. Turkey will pause Operation Peace Spring. to allow for the withdrawal of mostly Kurdish YPG forces from the 20-mile safe zone for 120 hours. Now, all military operations under Operation Peace Spring will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely upon completion of the withdrawal. So Turkey agrees to take no military action against the town of Kobani. And in the meantime, Turkey and the United States mutually commit to stifling any ISIS activities in northeast Syria, which also includes the coordination of ISIS detention facilities. So, they're still fighting, the Kurds and the Turks, and we need to bring that to an end. Because if we don't, it'll get a lot worse. Okay, now, final couple of minutes. Brought to you by Dominic's. Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam and the red, white, and blue flagpole there, too. And all of their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And remember, the big difference between a big box store and Dominic's Blinds and Decor is that they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Big box store won't. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks. When you see them out and about driving around, probably going to be Kevin in one of them behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. And always make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's going to save you a bunch of money. Now, coming up on the weekend show, we're going to be keeping a close eye on what happens today with Turkey, with Syria. I'm also going to keep a close eye on the weather to see where this system is going to go. Now, even though the tropical force winds are only out 115 miles from the center of the storm, this has the potential to grow. And as Frank was explaining, with the weather the way it is, Gulf of Mexico, 80-some-odd degree temperatures still, the storm is going to intensify. We know that. So pay attention to the weather. Pay attention to all your surroundings. I would suggest that if you're up in the northern listening area up there, Jasper, and up in the Panhandle, Tallahassee, our affiliate there, or our affiliate up there in Pensacola, that certainly you can fill up your car with gas and you have your bug-out kit ready to go, because a lot of houses up there, a lot of businesses still got the blue tarps up on the roof. And it is going to rain, no doubt about it. All righty, here comes the music. That means I got to go. But thanks again for another great week on the Monday through Friday weekday show. And we look forward tonight to doing the weekend show. And thanks to everybody for a great week. Tuesday at the Tampa Trump Club. And then last night at Club 45. Two big crowds. And I mean, I'm just so happy to see that people are on fire for this president. And they're ready to go. All right, I'll be back tonight. Have a great day. It's all about we the people here on this program. Be safe. God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.